Everywhere you go in Hawaii, the land has a story to tell, and those stories are best heard during a brisk walk in the great outdoors. The Hawaiian Islands Land Trust builds awareness of the need for environmental stewardship by getting people out to those places where you can see, hear, and feel the story of the land. Ku'ule Kualaau helps put together the Trust's Talk Story on the Land program on Maui. She's with us by phone. Good morning, Ku'ule.
Aloha. How are you?
All right. Thanks for talking with us this morning.
No problem. Thanks for having me on the show.
You folks have been doing this for a few years now. What kind of things do people say after one of these Talk Story on the Land events?
Well, I mean, they think it's a great opportunity to visit places that they have never been to before, or we get feedback basically saying that they have a new perspective of a place that they're familiar with. So it's a great opportunity for people, you know, who are accustomed to those areas as well as who are just not familiar with them as well.
You know, it's all too easy to have a life in Hawaii that doesn't get you out in the backcountry enough. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I would imagine those people really get a lot out of these walk and talk sessions.
Oh, definitely. You know, I've been out on several of these hikes. They're usually led by our island directors. We offer 24 guided hikes per year across the islands, and they're just great educational. It's a great educational environmental series where you can learn about the different special places that we protect, and also that you know, you may be accustomed to, but you don't know about all the cultural sites there, and just the history of those places.
Even as you say, you might think you know a place, but when you get into the history, there's often a story that you haven't likely to have heard. Yeah.
Oh, definitely. And one of our last two remaining hikes of 2016, one is being offered at the Waihe'e Coastal Dunes and Wetlands Refuge, and our interim executive director Scott Fisher will be leading that tour. And he's so knowledgeable about the culture, the different mo'olelo from ancient times, the story about the heiau there, and, you know, the sand dunes, Mauna Ihi. So there's a lot of information that you can absorb on these hikes and all while you're out in nature.
How far back does that history go that you're able to you know, have some idea of when it happened?
He could tell you the ecological, you know, qualities of that area and why, and they can date it back, you know, but he also references stories that have been recorded in, you know, ruling chiefs of Hawaii and things like that. But it's a great hike to get onto, and he can definitely teach you a lot about Maui and the area of Kapoho, and along with our other island directors, they can teach you a lot as well about different areas of Hawaii.
I would think that on any of these hikes, Ku'ule, you would also run into you run into evidence of species that are no longer existing in Hawaii, as well as native species that are threatened by invasives. Do you see a lot of that?
Oh yes, definitely. We are constantly battling you know, invasive species on our different fee-owned properties. We have five throughout the state. We maintain over 17,500 acres.
Mm-hmm.
And on each of those properties, they have different conservation values, you know, that there's either wetland habitat for native birds, cultural sites like heiau and things like that. So, I mean, to maintain the integrity of those places and have volunteers come out and or just, you know, be able to take a tour on the property is pretty amazing nowadays, so you can learn a lot.
I would imagine that volunteers get in touch with you and say, with things like the problem of invasive species, do volunteers get in touch with you and say, how can we help?
Oh, yes, all the time. And we, you know, we hope to implement more Aina-based programs to foster good relationships in the community, provide more volunteer opportunities, and essentially to collaborate more with local businesses, other environmental organizations, and schools. And there's always ways for people to help. And you can go to our website, hilt.org, in order to volunteer. But here on Maui, we have, at our Waiheke Refuge, we have a Friday volunteer day, 8 to noon, every Friday with our land steward. And again, just stay tuned for our, you know, more Aina-based programs that we're going to be implementing in the future.
So if you show up for one of these days that you described, you need to be ready to do what?
So it depends on what the priority of the land steward or the island directors are at that time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we remove invasive species, plant native species, shoreline cleanup, you know, working with planting seeds, and, you know, we harvest and plant the seeds in our nursery here on Maui, and just different things, whatever the priority, the stewardship priority is at that time.
Well, one of the lessons of all that, Kule, is that stewardship is a lot of work, right?
Yes, definitely. But, you know, I look at it as, like, he ali'i ka aina, he kawa ke kanaka, land is chief and man is its servant. So, you know, for me, working with Hilt, I'm able to ma'alama and aloha aina, protect and show my love for this land, and by helping to preserve it for future generations. And that's important to me because as a Hawaiian, I'm connected to this place and it's what I'm passionate about, you know. And I just think that we're creating impact within our communities, and I love that I get to be a part of that.
Kule, it sounds as if you found the right job for yourself.
I think so.
I think so, too. Thanks so much for talking with us this morning.
Thank you, Chris.
You bet. Kule Kualaau is Maui's Marketing and Community Relations Director for the Hawaiian Islands Land Trust, which offers a free guided walk through the Waiheke Coastal Dunes and Wetlands Refuge the first Saturday of every month. That's part of its Talk Story on the Land series. And you can find out more about the organization on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.